away.
Hey, Stephon Diggs was saying that you guys had a three-headed monster with the running tack before Dalvin Cook got hurt. Now it's a two-headed monster with you and Latavius. Would you agree with that characterization?
Yeah, you know, me and Latavius, we got to take off where, you know, where Dalvin stopped, you know, his first games. He came on real fast, real hot. So, you know, it's just about keeping that thing going, you know, staying consistent in the running game. Offensive line's done a great job. And, you know, just continue to build.
What sort of things in Coach Shermer's play design works best for your strengths?
I think I like the whole playbook. I think he has a better answer than me. And I like to run between tackles, run outside tackles, like catch the ball. So, you know, I like everything that he's done, everything that's implemented with the playbook. So,
and getting you in space.
Yeah, definitely in space. I feel like that's one of my stronger points. So, you know, I'm just continuing to, you know, capitalize on opportunities that I get and make the most of them.
How about the faster tempo? You have to like that, especially when it results in a long touchdown run.
Yeah, definitely. You know, faster tempo when guys struggle to get lined up. And, you know, something that we practice. And, you know, it's just all about executing during the game. So, you know, we know what plays we have. We know what we do really well. And, you know, it's just about going out there, not getting behind the sticks. And find a way to score points.
On top of that, with I know you mentioned with Nick Easton, he had that block for you on that touchdown run, and then Pat's out there running with you. What is it about, you know, the mobility of that offensive line on those up-tempo plays to be able to help you do what you do?
Well, like you said, the mobility, you know, those five guys move really well. And, you know, anytime you got those guys moving well, side to side, get up on the second level, it's going to make it easier for the guy running the ball. So, you know, those front five guys did a great job collectively at, you know, just improving and getting better every week.
Dalvin obviously was getting the bulk of the carries before, but do you think now it's going to, with you guys sharing the load, maybe whoever's ever got the hot hand will end up with more you did the other night?
I'd probably say so. I don't really know how they're going to do it. Like I said, you know, I'm just going to continue to make the most out of what they give me, whether it's, you know, not as many or as many, so.
Have you noticed a big difference in the offensive line from last year to this year, just adding all those new faces that you guys did?
Yeah, you know, first of all, you know, those guys are healthy. And, you know, I think it's the right mix of guys. You know, those five guys work really well together. And, you know, I think that's why we're rocking with those five guys. And, you know, like I said, they continue to get better every day.
You and Latavius had, I think, a couple quick passes of short passes right there in the beginning of the third quarter. What did that do? Kind of that methodical approach where we maybe didn't see that earlier in the last few weeks, but kind of that quick methodical approach to get the short passing game going, which led to Kyle's touchdown later.
Yeah, I don't really know. I believe it was third and shorts, if I'm correct. And, you know, it was just, you know, credit to Case through those. Great through Case. So, it was just all about, you know, being good on third down, converting, getting a new set of downs, and then we can go from there. So, you know, it's all about, you know, just converting the situation, I would say.
Jericho, how important is ball control when you're going against a guy like Aaron Rodgers, trying to keep him on the sideline?
It's very big. You know, you can't turn the ball over. I would say you have to minimize, you know, his amount of plays that he takes because, you know, he has the ability to win the game by himself. So, you know, we have to control the ball, and then we have to come up with points.
Do you get a sense that maybe some defenders are surprised when you initiate the contact the way that you did in Chicago and kind of deliver a blow?
I'm not sure. I'm just out there competing. That's the main thing. You know, whether it's making somebody miss or, you know, just trying to run up, you know, I'm just trying to make a play. So, I mean, I don't know if they're surprised. Maybe not. We'll see.
What happened with the bandage here? There.
You cut me.
Okay. Was that the hit late in the second? Or?
Yeah, I got it from the guy. I don't remember exactly what hit. So, yeah, I'm kind of just covering up right now.
Is it just a cut or something?
Yeah, like I'm good.
From those big chunk plays, finishing strong runs, were you running with someone to prove after that game against Detroit?
Definitely. You know, I don't think I'm a big guy. But, you know, I feel like, you know, I have a lot to prove. And, you know, I'm talking with Latavius, him too, and you know, I think that's the thing that, you know, me and him really, you know, we just do so well. We feed off of each other because we have the same mindset. So you know, I definitely like working with him a lot, and, you know, it's been good so far.
The coaches and all tell you not to initiate contact, maybe take a ball out of bounds, or do they kind of let you handle it as you see fit?
I would say see fit. you know, sometimes they tell me not to take hits, but I'm not going to run out of bounds. So, you know, that's how I play the game. That's how I was brought up playing the game. So, you know, if it's out of bounds and it's somebody, I'm going to go through somebody. So,
has there ever been a guy that you've regretted lowering your shoulder against?
Nah. Maybe that first hit I took on the screen pass, it got me really good. So, no, it's all good. It's part of the game. We're going to take hits. You got to get back up and bounce back.
How do you think you've just grown as a running back since you got here in 2014?
A lot. You know, coming in, being a young guy, not really knowing so much about the position, being a triple option quarterback, trying to make the transition, you know. You know, my coach is Curb. Stefanski last year, Adrian, all those guys, they really made it easy on me. You know, helped me understand the game from a true running back standpoint. Then Coach P and working with Latavius, you know, and Dalvin, you know, even though he's young, he's played the position for a long time. So, you know, I just come, you know, with the mindset to get better and learn some every day.
Did you have a reaction to Adrian being traded?
I did see that. You know, it's a business. That's how it goes. You know, it's not new to nobody. I did start to text him and tell him 23 looked pretty good on him, so we'll see.
Thanks,
everyone. Thank you.
Appreciate it.